Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the topic of finishing best and finishing first. Why new real estate investors should not, I repeat, should not drop out of the race and should maintain their perseverance and finish that marathon, that financial marathon. And Kevin is going to describe in detail that process and why and how you can finish best and finish first. So with that having been said, let me bring him on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we always do, let's customarily dive into this because there are people that give up. There are people who stop. There are people who simply do not start or finish the race. Tell us the reasons why they should start and finish the race.
Well, it's such a common challenge among the new investor. You know, their readiness and their endurance and their ability to set their sights on the goal of becoming an investor and then sticking with it, as you said, and not quitting and not finishing the race is one of the greatest challenges that I see among the new investor. And as you mentioned, I'm a Homevestors, or We Buy Ugly Houses, franchise owner and real estate investor here in Dallas. And, you know, as we're talking today, we just finished the month of August and we're heading into September and kind of a turning point in the year, heading into the fourth quarter and a change of seasons, et cetera. And here in Dallas, you know, obviously we live in a very, very warm weather climate. And one of the things that changes as we roll into September, you know, along with the seasons and the quarter and everybody going back to school, is you notice a lot of people out running and exercising. And you see it really peak in late August, early September. And for us here in Dallas, for those who are avid runners and specifically marathoners, our big marathon comes in the month of December here in Dallas, the Dallas Marathon. And it's the big race of the year, and it's in December for a reason, because that's one of the few months out of the year when you can comfortably run 26.2 miles, you know, in a climate that allows you to do so. And the significance of this time of the year is we're about 18 weeks away from that race as we head into the end of August and begin September, and that's when everybody starts to train for that big race. And that's why you see so many people out there running at that time of the year here in Dallas. And, you know, as I see these people running and having run a marathon myself, as I drive down the road, you know, I can't help but wonder, gosh, I guess they're getting ready for the big race. And I wonder what their goal is. You know, are they part of a relay team, or are they just running the half marathon, or are they trying to get that marathon done in December in less than 4 hours? You know, is their goal purely just to finish that big December race? And, you know, every one of those runners that I see, I know they have a different goal. And there is nothing wrong with any of those goals, and every one of them is admirable and achievable. The one thing I can say for sure, though I don't know their goals, I'm pretty confident in saying that I don't think any of those runners that I pass by on my way to work in the morning or on my way home at night, I doubt that any one of them has the goal to finish first. And that big race, that 26.2-mile Dallas Marathon in December. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that goal of not setting your sights on finishing first, but perhaps having some other sort of a goal, whatever it may be with respect to that race. And I can correlate that directly to real estate investing, and especially the new investor. The new investor is going to have a variety of different goals depending on that individual. And just like that runner, I seriously doubt, and I probably would even discourage them from having the short-term goal of being first or being the number one investor in their market. So I'm going to buy the most houses this year, more than any other investor in my market, or I'm going to acquire the most rental properties, or I'm going to do the most seller finance deals, or I'm going to buy the biggest apartment complex in my community. I would be very hesitant to encourage a new investor to set their single and primary goal on being first, but instead, like those runners, I would encourage a new investor to focus on finishing best and then finishing first later. A little bit about what that means to finish best versus first. You know, with that runner, their quest is so similar to that of an investor in that, you know, the big part of training and being successful, whatever your goal is as a runner, is you've got to have that readiness, that training and that preparedness. And it's just the same for you as a new investor. You know, that runner, some of their days, they're going to have a short run. Some of their days, they're going to have a long run as they prepare for that big race and achieving that ultimate goal that they've set, whatever it might be. And it's just like you as a new investor. You know, some of the weeks or some of the months, you're going to have small deals, and you may have a lot of small deals. And then you may have big deals come along also. But, you know, just like that runner, you need the small deals, you need the big deals, just like they need short runs and they need the long runs in order to prepare to reach your ultimate goal at the end of the year as an investor or at the end of the year as a runner. And, you know, that investor, a lot of the early miles when they're training, those can be the toughest miles, tougher than the later miles. And you're going to feel and encounter the same as an investor. You know, your early deals, they're going to be your toughest deals as you try to figure things out. And it's so critical at this point that you don't quit. Just like that runner who's having a tough time finishing that 3-day run at the beginning of their 8-week training, you're going to have a tough time maybe getting through some of those initial deals and navigating the complexities of real estate, but you've got to keep going forward because you're going to hit your stride eventually, just like that runner, and you're going to get your second wind, and those deals are going to become easier and easier, just like that runner who's able to go farther and farther, and you're going to be glad you didn't quit when all of a sudden you start doing bigger deals and more deals, and the deals are coming easier, and you're executing them better, and you're having even better results. Key is that you hang in there and focus on your readiness and don't give up when the going gets tough early on, because trust me, it will. You know, then you talk about endurance, which is a common topic with these marathon runners that I've spoken of. Endurance is key, and it's key for you as a new part-time or weekend real estate investor. You know, just like that runner who, when they run that race finally, in our example here in Dallas in December, there's going to be some good miles that day, and there's going to be some bad miles that day. Some of them are going to be easy, and some of them are going to be hard. And it's no different for you as an investor. As you're charting the course of your year towards reaching your ultimate year-end goal as an investor, you're going to have some good deals and you're going to have some bad deals. Things are going to go your way and things are not going to go your way. There's going to be some periods of time where you can't seem to find the right prop, getting the leads that you wanted. And then there's going to be other times when you're going to have more leads than you know what to do with, and you're going to have more houses to buy than you ever imagined. So you've got to be prepared to endure both the good and the bad. And you may wonder, well, gosh, it's easy to endure the good, but I'll caution you there. You know, when times are good, be very careful to not become complacent during the good times. When the deals are coming easy and the leads are coming easy and the profits are coming easy, that's no time to sit back and perhaps stop your marketing or let off the gas or slow down because things are coming so easy. You know, you've got to endure the good times and you've got to keep working through them, just like you've got to endure the bad times. And you can't give up during the bad times. You can't give up during the good times either. And it's all a question of endurance and sticking with it, keeping your goal in mind, and moving forward, just like that runner who endures the good miles with the bad miles, who endures the uphills with the downhills in order to ultimately achieve their goal, whatever it might be, at the end of that 26.2 miles. You know, we've talked a lot about goals, and we've talked a lot about goals in other conversations in the past, but we do that because it's so critical, because it's the one thing that's going to keep you on track, and it's going to keep you working on your readiness and your preparedness, and it's going to keep you focused on your endurance. Those goals are critical, and you're going to find as a real estate investor, when you go to your local real estate investing club or whatever networking type events you choose to do, or talk to your colleagues or peers who are also real estate investors, you're going to hear their goals and you're going to hear their achievements. And, you know, some of them are going to be focused on a certain number of rental properties that they're going to buy and own that year, or maybe a certain number of multifamily doors. I want to own 60 doors this year. Or maybe they're trying to carry so many seller finance notes this year, or do so many rehabs or so many wholesale deals. These are all examples of goals where people are trying to be their best. They're not trying to be first, but they're trying to be their best. And you should adopt the same mentality. Pick the measure and the goal that works for you and complements your objectives and your lifestyle and your abilities and your resources so that you can achieve that goal and that you can be your best when measured up against that goal. Not necessarily be the first or come in first, but be the best at whatever it is you're seeking to achieve as an investor. And, you know, everyone's goals are going to be different, and you're going to find five different goals amongst each of those investors. And at the end of the day, or at the end of the race, all that matters is whether or not you achieved your goal. Just like the runner who's trying to beat a certain time, or simply just trying to finish the race, both goals are incredibly admirable. And I would be hard-pressed to try to calm the celebration of a runner who has just completed a 26.2-mile marathon and achieved whatever their goal was. Even though they didn't come in first, I can imagine you couldn't talk them out of their excitement if they achieved whatever their goal was during that race, whether it was simply to finish, whether it was simply to finish in less than 4 hours, whether it was simply to run 9 minute miles, whatever it is, they were the best as it related to their goal, even though they weren't first. And they were ready, and they endured, and they achieved that goal. So don't give up too early. You know, victory's closer than you think. Focus on your readiness and your willingness to accept the good and the bad. Endure and stay the course. And set goals that are going to allow you to know when you've won.
These are all very good points, and they emphasize the importance of perseverance, having a vision, and sticking to your ideals so you can not only compete in the race, but finish it and finish it well. And that requires discipline, that requires an appreciation for the real estate market and an understanding that you can succeed. So, Kevin, I thank you as always for pointing these facts out and encouraging listeners to pursue their interests.
Thank you, Lewis.